If the timing of the next big one just happened to come during afternoon recess, earthquake scientists predict the Pacific Beach Elementary School playground, where I'm standing, would soon be swamped by a tsunami. If I stayed put and the kids did, we might be 29 feet underwater.
3 years ago, we got a not very exciting call that said we were leading the list in the state for amongst the least safe schools in the entire state of Washington.
North Beach School District Superintendent Andy Kelly says that's because this elementary school, four blocks from the ocean, was built long before modern seismic codes. The district's other two schools in the city of Ocean Shores are also in tsunami zones. Kelly and the North Beach School Board proposed to do what several other coastal districts have done before, which is to ask their voters to pass a school bond to build new earthquake-reinforced schools on higher ground.
We're really trying with a single switch to go from one of the least safe districts in the state of Washington in terms of tsunami and seismic activity to arguably one of the safest.
Relocation is possible for Pacific Beach Elementary, but south down the state highway in Ocean Shores, there isn't any suitable high ground in the city limits. So
the idea in Ocean Shores is really to use the best science that we have in the world today and to build two, what we're calling tsunami refuges, but our vertical evacuation towers.
Local Oregon taxpayers have bit by bit winnowed their state's list of public schools in the tsunami zone to just 9 remaining coastwide. By contrast, Washington state agencies identified 28 low-lying schools in the likely path of a tsunami generated from the offshore Cascadia Fault. Those schools serve about 7,700 students. 3 of them belong to North Beach mom Heidi Ross. She says she cast her ballot to raise her property taxes for tsunami-safe schools. Now Ross nervously awaits to see if her fellow voters go along.
When you live so close to the ocean and sometimes at night, like, you can hear the ocean and it's louder and you just think, oh gosh, is this it, you know, sometimes. So it's scary, you know.
Washington state has lagged behind every other West Coast state and British Columbia in addressing earthquake and tsunami risk to school children, but that may be changing in a big way. A bipartisan group of state senators proposed to put a referendum on next November's Washington ballot. Their idea is to sell $500 million in state bonds to retrofit or relocate unsafe schools over the next 10 years. Seattle Democrat David Frocht is the prime sponsor.
There's a critical mass of interest and need, and it's just like, okay, we've got it. We can't kind of continue to just address this piecemeal. We've got to move in a more comprehensive way.
Frocht says the proposed new state borrowing for schools would be paid back with regular general tax collections in the future. Oregon legislators created a special grant fund way back in 2005 to support seismic upgrades to local schools, hospitals, and fire stations. It's refilled with periodic sales of state bonds. Over the past decade and a half, the Oregon School Seismic Rehab Program has pushed out more than $450 million to help local districts make their school buildings safer in the event of a strong earthquake. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.